Welcome to this meditation on self-forgiveness. Hi, my name is Christine Marie, and I congratulate you on moving forward in your journey. Self-forgiveness is a beautiful gift. You not are only giving yourself, but it has an effect on all those around you. And so, this meditation is not to be listened to while driving or operating any equipment or when your attention is required to your surroundings. I invite you to find your special quiet place, that place where you can go to be left alone and undisturbed, a place that you could call your healing space. In this space, I invite you to get comfortable. You can lay down or sit down. It doesn't really matter. What matters is what is your intention. And so aligning my intention with your intention, that the work you're about to do in this meditation is to help free yourself from these burdens of unforgiveness, these chains that hold you. And so I allow the light to come in simply by allowing. And I invite you to consider allowing this light, this love, into your life. And so as you're laying there, I invite you to just close your eyes down. Closing your eyes down helps your mind begin to go inward. Notice now if you decide to take a nice deep breath in and exhale. Breath is a beautiful way to begin to let go. Doing that again, taking a nice, beautiful, deep breath in and exhale. Notice how, as you exhale, you may begin to feel more relaxed, just beginning the process of letting go of outside concerns. I again invite you to another nice deep breath in and pause. And as you exhale, imagine relaxing deeper and deeper and deeper into your being. I invite you to come on a journey. It's a healing journey, one just for you. A journey where you'll meet a wise inner sage, a wise part of you. You know that voice that you'll use with your friends or your loved ones? That's your wise inner sage. And so we journey together. I invite you to create in your mind a beautiful scene in nature. Some of you listening may love the mountains. That might be your sacred home. Others may love the beach. And others may be just a beautiful park. I myself love a beautiful beach or a beautiful forest. Your mind can create whatever sanctuary you need. Your mind is creative. Whether you see it, feel it, sense it, it's all just right. So just go with it. Allowing that critic voice, as if you can turn down the volume so that you can begin to turn up this volume of this wise inner sage. And so let's imagine that we're in this beautiful space. You're in your space. Perhaps you notice there's a beautiful blue sky. You may even hear birds chirping beautifully in the background. Perhaps you feel the warm sun on your skin, allowing each detail to help you take you on this journey inward, this journey into the heart of your being. And so imagining that you're walking along on this journey. It's a beautiful day. See what you see, feel what you feel, allowing yourself with each step you take as if it's taking you deeper and deeper and deeper within you. You can even use your breath as a way that every breath you take helps take you further, deeper into this journey. And so as you're moving along, you notice there's a beautiful space for you to lie down and take in this nature. You can imagine whatever you'd like. Perhaps there's a beautiful tree or a hammock or a chair, or perhaps it's just nature. Whatever is your comfort is exactly there now. And as you get comfortable laying or being in this nature, you begin to notice a beautiful, beautiful sunlight dancing on your feet. This light swirls energy down into your feet through your toes and soles, moving over your arches, through your heels and up your ankles, soothing and relaxing, just letting go. This beautiful energy moves up now through your shins and your calves, feeling yourself let go and release, as if Mother Earth is here to support you during this important work. Feeling this energy move now up through your knees, releasing any tension or stress. Moving up through your thighs and behind your thighs, feeling your legs go loose and limp. Allowing yourself this deep level of relaxation. Feeling this energy now move up through your hips, in through your organs. Feel it move, this light, this lovely light, through your intestines and your stomach, moving around now to that small part of your back, imagining as if you could drain any tension from the lower part of your back just out, giving it to Mother Earth as you are there, relaxing, releasing, and renewing. Allowing this beautiful energy to move now over your ribs, up over the rest of your organs, and splashing around now, again, up your back, to the middle part of your back where your shoulder blades meet, where we oftentimes can hold tension, and imagine this light, almost like a wave, bringing in beautiful, relaxing energy, and as it washes away, taking any tension, any stress from your body. This energy now moves up to the back of your neck, splashing over, splashing now down your collarbones, over your chest, down your shoulders. Feel the energy, this light energy, dancing through your upper arms, moving down your elbow, moving any last bit of stress out, down your forearms, down through your wrists, your hands, your fingers, as if all stress and tension is draining from your body, allowing yourself this deep, deep inner relaxation. This energy moves now up, back up your neck, around to the back of your neck. Feel any last tension in your body just draining, going down, down, down to Mother Earth. You feel so relaxed, so nurtured in nature. The energy now moves up over your jaw. Relax your jaw. That's right. Up over your cheeks. Up over your nose. Up the back of your skull. Up over your eyes, relaxing your temples, your forehead. Up over your forehead now, meeting the energy at the top of your head. And you feel a wave of relaxation moving from your head all the way down to your toes. You feel so relaxed all the way through. And as you lay there relaxed, your inner mind is very aware. Your conscious mind is very relaxed. And using the power of your inner mind, we can begin to take a journey to meet this wise inner sage. I'd like you to imagine that you're walking on a path, and as you're walking on this path, you see a figure just a bit away. As if this figure is walking towards you, you walk towards this figure. Upon coming closer and closer, you understand that this part of you is your wise inner sage. This part of you that's always been with you all of your life. This part of you that loves life and loves others. This part of you is here today to help you love you, because you are love. And so this wise inner being invites you to go on a journey. This being wants to journey upwards to a rising awareness, for you to see things from a different view. And so imagine this beautiful, wise inner sage takes you by the hand, and magically you just begin to float up, floating up higher and higher, as if you're moving towards the clouds. It's safe and secure. Your wise sage is smiling at you. As you're going up higher and higher, you look down and notice how rested and relaxed your body is, and how you feel so safe, so secure, like a cocoon. And as you rise above, you reach a beautiful space. It's a space for clearing. It's a sacred space, and you and your wise inner sage create this space however you need to create it. Your wise inner sage is inviting you to take feelings, judgments that are no longer serving you, that are only blocking the light from your heart, and is inviting you now to toss these things into the eternal fire. Knowing that you are so loved, notice how you feel so surrounded by this feeling of love in this space. Allow this love to permeate every part of you, and allow that to send that to that body that lays waiting for this healing. And so first you're invited to release any guilt that you may be holding, releasing it into this eternal flame, giving it over, saying, I am worth it. I know I'm love, and love is perfect even in imperfection. And so as you release this guilt, you notice your wise inner sage is smiling brighter and brighter. And she now invites you, or he, to releasing any shame you might be holding. This shame is only a product of ego, not a product of love. Shame divides. Shame is a judgment. Knowing that you are an energy body, you can release whatever shame you might be holding, knowing that the source of love holds you blameless. And so releasing this shame into the eternal fire, giving it back, saying, I release this and I let this go. And in releasing this shame, you notice that your heart space, you notice that your energy field is growing brighter and brighter. And you turn again to your wise inner sage, and now your wise inner sage is asking you to release regrets. Holding on to regrets are like holding on to bags of weight, weighing you down, holding you separate from your true self and from Source. You're invited to take these regrets one by one and simply put them in the eternal fire, letting them go, releasing, so that you can renew with beautiful, new, loving energy. Clearing these regrets allows you to move forward with beautiful light on your path. The only space to move is forward, and regrets are part of the past. Letting go, allowing yourself the grace of peace. And finally, this wise, loving sage hands you the unforgiveness you may hold in your heart for yourself. Your wise, loving sage wants you to know how much you are loved, and that in your imperfection, you are still perfectly loved. Loving the self through the eyes of the Source. And if the Source is forgiving, then you too can forgive yourself. And in forgiving yourself, you give yourself this gift today. And so see yourself, imagine what it feels like to release any unforgiveness you hold for yourself, freeing yourself as if opening a cage, releasing burdens of years and years from your being. Feel how freeing it is. Taking a moment now in silence to feel how wonderful it feels to be free from these burdens. And you notice now, perhaps, that your wise sage is smiling, is just shining and beaming, and has gifts to give to you. You notice that there's a gift box that's being held out to you. The box is taken by you, and you open it and notice what it is. It's a special gift, a special message. It's a sign and a symbol that something's changed, something's different. Allowing yourself to discover what that message is. And so with a warm embrace, your wise, loving sage gives you a beautiful hug, letting you know you are whole, perfect, and complete. You are not a result of your actions or deeds. You are love, and loving yourself is the kindest compliment you can give your Creator. And so in a moment, we're going to come back into our regular waking awareness. If this is your time to come back. If it's your time to sleep, I invite you to drift off into a beautiful sleep, allowing your unconscious mind to continue to work out all that you need in working out this forgiveness. If it's your time to come back, you begin to feel yourself floating back down into your body, gently down like a cloud, just bringing you down back to where you lay in that nature. And as you rejoin the awareness of your body, you fall into your heart space gently. You notice how your chest is rising and falling. Something's different, something's changed, something's not the same. Notice how you feel lighter, bringing this love and light forward into your life. You see it now shining forward, knowing that as you release Each item you release allows you to renew with beautiful light and to grow and to become aware of the perfect light being that you truly are. And so take your time coming back, allowing this to sink in to every part of your being, allowing your cells to know that you are an energy being. You are eternal. And love is eternal. And so when you're ready, come back into your day if this is your time to go forward. And know that you are love. Namaste.